Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I am a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I'm passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. And so that's what we explore on this podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the 7 types of creative teachers. This is actually an idea that AJ Giuliani and I explored in our book, Launch. And if you ever want to check that out, you can find it on Amazon. Just type in Launch and Spencer, those two words, and it'll pop right up there. So let's take a dive into this idea, the different approaches that we take to creativity. Now, schools often hold this sort of narrow view of creativity, and they'll relegate it to the art room or maybe to doing crafts, something like that. And sometimes creative type is used in this derogatory way, and it drives me crazy. It's the teacher with the messy desk or the craft supplies scattered all over the room, or it's the opposite. You know, the type of teacher with the tidy space and the immaculate bulletin boards and the themes that actually look like pictures from Pinterest, and everything has to look perfect, and they'll be like, oh, she's the creative type. And if that's you, I promise you I am not mocking you right now. I'm truly jealous because I never had a pretty bulletin board ever. My bulletin boards were always complete disasters, but I often had that moniker of the creative teacher. And it drove me crazy because sometimes it was a good thing, sometimes it was a bad thing, but I don't believe there is such thing as the creative teacher or the creative type. There is no single creative type. There are many different creative types. And each person offers unique gifts that can transform learning and spark innovation in their classroom. The more we recognize the diversity of the creative mindset, the better we become at integrating creativity into the culture and curriculum of our classrooms. In the process, we not only thrive in our own creative identity, but we honor the creativity in our students. So the following are some of the creative approaches we can use in developing a creative classroom. And as you hear about each one, I want you to think about which type you connect with the most. But understand that these are not fixed. It's not like you are always a hacker or always a point guard or always an artist or always whatever. That's not how it works. So I do have a sketch note that connects to this. If you want to take a look at it, just go to spencerauthor.com/creative approach, one word, and you'll see there's a little visual that goes with this as well. So anyway, here are the creative types. Number one is the artist. And the artist is someone who shows creativity through original thinking and making. This is the teacher that loves to create things from scratch. You'll see this teacher working all summer, making new materials and dreaming up new projects for his or her students. And although the artist will explore other resources, the purpose is typically inspiration rather than adoption. This teacher doesn't want to adopt other people's materials. They want to create that stuff from scratch. Yes, it might take more time, but this is a chance to be creative and to treat teaching as a craft that you master. And so they love doing that. In the artist's mind, standardized curriculum is the enemy because it creates this bland one-size-fits-all model. The second type is the geek. And the geek is somebody who shows their creativity through experimentation and analysis. And unlike the artist, the geek is always geeking out over ideas and data. They love tweaking things. They love systems and structures. And the geek doesn't see data as being bad per se. The geek loves that kind of stuff. If the artist views creativity as messy, the geek sees value in creating order from that chaos. If you're anything like me, you cringe a little when you hear the words research-based or data-driven because you've experienced the negative sides of those things in education. But for the geek, these terms aren't inherently bad so much as misunderstood. The geek loves information. Theory isn't simply theory. It's a framework for understanding how and why things work. Research isn't some far-off concept. It's what makes us figure out what works and what doesn't work. And if the craft of teaching is part art and part science, the geek is the one who embraces and loves the science and can bring that into the collaboration that happens when they're meeting together. Now, here's what I love. I love teams where you have artists and geeks working together because they complement each other so well. They are able to be the yin and yang or the Hall and the Oates that makes your dreams come true. I just quoted Hall and Oates. Do you like that? But anyway, they're the ones who are able to sort of get together and talk about the role of hard data and information, but also artistry and humanity. And the two together have this amazing ability to work together. And that's the beauty of different creative approaches. The third is the architect. And the architect is someone who is a total systems thinker. Their creative expression is through designing and building systems that allow others to also be creative as well. And they're all about the systemic side of creativity. Unlike the geek, the artist typically enjoys designing new systems more so than experimenting and checking out the previously existing systems. So while the geek focuses on making these like little small iterations and tweaking the system to make it better, the architect is the one who wants to build that system from scratch. Often the architect won't be viewed as being a creative type because he or she relies on the collaborative work of other creative types to design something. This is the person who often will have a great vision, they'll know how to get people together, they'll know how to design the systems, but the actual implementation of a creative project might be done by an artist or a geek instead. The next one is the engineer, and the engineer is someone who shows their creativity through problem solving and fixing. So if the artist is all about building things from scratch or the geek just wants to experiment to see what works, the engineer also wants to see what works, but the engineer is all about fixing what's broken. So the history textbook sucks. How do we fix it? How can we add something new? What can we replace? What can we mix up? I mean, that's the way that the engineer thinks. There's lots of problems in school. Quit whining about it. Quit complaining about it. Let's just do something. Fix it. And if there's a great resource out there that works, why bother making something new? So unlike, again, the artist that is always designing something new, the engineer is all about solving problems, fixing things, and really expressing creativity in that way. The hacker is someone who's engages in creative destruction. So with the hacker, it's a little bit different. The hacker is kind of the opposite of the artist who is showing original thinking by making. The hacker focuses on divergent thinking and breaking systems. They're the ones who look at the injustices in school, the problems in schools, and they break the rules a little bit, and that's their creative approach. But it's also that they are divergent thinkers. They want to use things in different ways. They are the ones who will find an odd use for something that you just didn't imagine. And the hackers are often misunderstood. They'll sometimes be viewed as people who are negative, or they'll be viewed as people who have a bad attitude. But when you get to know them, what you find out is that their creative approach is that they simply want to get rid of the things that are preventing students from expressing creativity and authenticity. And so there's a real beauty in the way that they do things differently. They're always asking why not. They're always saying, you know, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission. That is the hacker. The point guard is more action oriented. And this comes from basketball. The point guard is the person who kind of calls the shots, runs the offense, and gets other people all around them to do things in a positive way, like inspires others to do something. And so the point guard is someone who shows creativity through strategic action and empathy. They are the ones who their creative action is getting teams of people engaged, engaging in social action, engaging in change making. They are the ones who understand that creative projects are deeply relational, but also that they require tasks to be done. And the best point guards are able to find other people's strengths and bring out those strengths in a way that is cohesive and that allows the team to work well together. And the last one is the astronaut. The astronaut is the teacher who's always exploring new ideas. Their method of creativity is that they show their creativity through curiosity, through wonder, through questions, and through constant exploration. They are the master curators, always looking out for great new ideas, always seeking inspiration, always asking, what's next? They're the ones who are thinking about ways to reach the new frontier and to explore to places that a school hasn't really explored before. And at first glance, this person might not seem that creative. In fact, sometimes they'll say, I'm not creative, I just steal good ideas. But there's something deeply creative about the way they observe and explore and go out and find new things. Now, I want to point this out, that these are all different ways of thinking. These are not fixed things. It's not like I'm an astronaut, you're a hacker, you're a what. I think we can all think in these different ways. And so it's not so much that I am an engineer artist, right? Or an astronaut point guard. It's more that you have these things that are a little more dominant in you, but that we can all learn to think in these ways. And if we're not thinking in these ways, we can also, in the moment, understand how others are being creative and the beauty and the diversity of their creative approaches and what they bring to the table when it comes to collaborative work. In my experience, the best teams I've ever worked with have been ones where you have this blending of these creative approaches, that you have different ways of thinking within a team, and that as a result, through trust and through relationships, you end up designing something together that you could never have designed on your own. So that is the whole idea of these creative approaches. I would love to hear from you what you connect with the most, what you kind of think of this. And with that being said, have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening, and go out and make something awesome.